Welcome back. Be a great day to check out the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard, actually. A beautiful afternoon to get on board ship down at Pier 3 at the Quincy Shipyard, where they're located. But the president is here now, so don't go down just yet. Wait till after the show. Margaret DeForest will open the door and let you in. Good to see you, Margaret.
Great to be here.
Thanks for coming over. It's been, since last fall, I think, last we chatted.
Yes.
To get an update on what's been happening at the Salem. You are open for the season, yes?
We are open for the season, but don't run down today because we're currently open Saturdays and Sundays, okay. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So we open for the season mid-April. We try to align with school vacation week,
right.
And we stay open till the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So I think that's November 19th this year. And in the summer, we add Fridays in July and August. So it's seasonal weekends,
nice.
10 to 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about this before, but the kind of relatively new location, right, Pier 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's
out?
Definitely a confusion
yeah.
because if you were previously visiting us when we first arrived, you'd enter right off the Rotary, which
right.
is so much more convenient with the 3A location. And so if you drove up there, you'd see us but not know how to get there.
Yes.
To enter the Quincy Shipyard, it's on South Street across from Pete's Bar and Grill, and you'll see a lovely entrance Jay Cashman mm-hmm. has outfitted. Says Quincy Shipyard,
yep.
has a tugboat, and you're going to drive through that. You drive over the railroad track, so it's a real industrial experience to get to us, but you'll be able to drive right up and park.
Yeah, I was just saying the adventure starts even before you get on board.
It
because
does.
You're in a working shipyard.
It
right?
is, and
still,
you know what?
Yeah.
You get to see that commercial maritime industrial uses
right.
of the Cashman businesses and their other tenants.
Exactly, yeah. So what has happened lately since last we chatted on ship?
Yeah, so I think what people would see, which is very visible, is our new red, white, and blue lighting at night.
Okay.
So we just launched that Memorial Day weekend.
Neat.
Yeah, so when you're driving over the Four River Bridge, you really see us. And I think part of our being at the new location and people having a hard time finding us, this was kind of a little bit of a PR stunt. There it is right there. Doesn't she look beautiful?
It really does, yeah.
yeah.
I was
yeah.
wondering when this was taken. I'm like, was this years ago? But no, when was this picture taken?
Yeah, this was taken Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
So we just had done the friendship lights. It was what they'd call when you're in port. You'd have this lighting was a traditional style when she was in service. And so through funding from the community preservation grant and a matching grant from the Commonwealth, we were able to procure these lights. And then we just decided of the holidays, we went with red and green.
Sure.
And from Memorial Day to 4th of July, we're going to run them red, white, and blue. Just
oh, okay.
to bring like, a little color, a little fun, and get us a little attention, maybe.
Yeah, oh, so these can be changed to different color patterns?
Yeah, unlike the LaForest house, where you can say, okay, Google, please turn, deck lights red or
yeah.
something. I'm trying to, coordinate with the Four River Bridge or something.
Yeah.
But so we actually bought the colored bulbs. That we don't get the technology to change them.
Oh,
but,
okay. All right.
Yeah, our volunteers hand screwing them in.
Oh,
we thought about that.
Bless them.
But,
wow.
Yeah, we thought about that. We just went with red, white, and blue. And we had the red and green, right? And we
yeah.
said, well, and white. And we said, let's grab some blue.
Just add the blue.
Make it fun. We got good feedback with the holidays.
Okay,
the red and green.
All right. What did it take to string those lights? I mean,
yeah.
Salem is over 700 feet long.
So first of all, we had to have a cable tensioned from the bow up to the mast,
yeah.
and then from the mast to the stern. You do notice between the two masts, we have a gap. We're deciding whether we pursue funding to fill the gap. And so Local 7, the Ironworkers and
yeah.
Rigging Union, they came and did the tension line for us, which was a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, yeah.
And then our volunteers, we found the same vendor that procures these lights for the Navy, and they custom made the string of lights
okay.
for us.
Okay.
And then our volunteers have been there screwing in light bulbs. And so we've learned a lot. It's very weather sensitive, so we try to monitor the weather and pull them down. And so we didn't operate them from like January to April.
Okay.
It felt like, okay, that's when the worst of the weather's going to come and
right.
the least of our volunteers on board.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's brought some great joy, and the boating community is already lighting up my phone, texting me, saying how great it looks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 So are they on every night now? Do you light it
they
up?
They do,
night?
Yeah.
Did
so
you?
Dusk, they're on a timer,
okay.
right? So they're dusk to, I think, midnight they go off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So has it helped? Has it got
well, it's
more
only
visitors?
Been a week.
Oh, okay. Only been
so,
a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've gotten some...
But you're here talking about it,
well,
and you're watching. Your viewers are learning about
well,
it.
Well, there you go.
And
yeah.
we've got some good social media feedback on it, too.
Okay.
So that's been great.
That's a start.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
So what else? So I would say we're open for the season.
Yes.
Our tour is happening. We're welcoming volunteers. We've had a kind of resurgence of late of some newer volunteers.
Okay.
And I know... anything from skilled trades, there's, you name it. Pretty much anybody who wants to run a needle gun and paint, if you were in the Navy, you ran a needle gun and you painted. If you're one of our volunteers, I think I might be the only one who hasn't operated the needle gun. I'll probably give it a whirl just to check that box.
What's a needle gun?
The needle gun kind of, you know, like a power tool, and it has these, like, points, right? And then
okay.
And to help you save it from scraping.
Oh, okay.
So you'll needle gun it, bring it down, prime it, and paint it.
Ah.
But one of our really exciting projects, we have a contractor doing almost $100,000 worth of work topside. And so when you pull up to the ship, your eye is drawn to the highest point of the main mast, and you know, it's got some big rusty spots because it's so hard and difficult to get to.
Sure.
So that's called the main battery director. And JAG Painting, they're a veteran-owned company. They do work down at Battleship Cove, and so they're coming up, and they'll be tackling that as well as our 3-inch guns. So we've got some pretty rusty guns that haven't been restored, so those are all getting done, and the crane on the back. So it's about $100,000 worth of work, but it's really going to be impactful for the aesthetics. And so they're actually there today. So if you pulled up, there is some activity on board.
Okay.
And then our volunteers are always painting things. We have some of our lobby spaces being done. And the exciting project this year is the boot stripe, or the water line. And so when you pull up, you kind of see that faded black look.
Yes.
And
yeah, yeah.
So we're going to be sprucing that up. And that's something that both of those painting projects are funded in part by the City of Quincy's Community Preservation Grant Funds. And the big $100,000 has a matching grant from the Commonwealth as well.
Very nice.
So we're leveraging our resources. But sure enough, a crew of volunteers down in Battleship Cove painted the waterline of the JPK, the Kennedy, and our volunteers watching that via social media, some of them drove down and helped. They said, why can't we do that? And I was like, well, let's see if we can. Let's go get the money.
Wow.
And, you know, because going to dry dock is very expensive.
I would think,
and
yeah.
It's really more cosmetic than structural. Our hull is in great shape. We've done some hull thickness gauging to make sure we don't have any weak spots, and we've had a full marine survey, which is really helping drive our capital plan for what these projects are.
You don't want to invest in something that's not going to last.
No,
right?
Correct.
Yeah,
and
right.
So we've received over $1 million worth of grant funds from various sources, whether they're local. I mean, the City of Quincy and the Mayor and City Council and the CPC Committee have been tremendous to us. They've been a real primary source for us, as well as the Commonwealth. We've received some federal funds and some private organizations. Mm-hmm. So we are flipping over, you know, every rock we can to chase down any of these dollars and really putting them to good use. 100% of the funds go to the operations of the museum and its preservation. And we're run 100% by volunteers and some paid interns. That is another exciting project. They have digitized over 10,000 items in our collection.
Amazing.
So we have great, you know, donors would give their item to us, and we'd have a piece of paperwork, and that paperwork went in the file cabinet, and the items went to storage, especially when the ship first arrived back in the 90s. Everybody, after the shipyard closed, wanted to see the history preserved, so there's a tremendous amount of collection items. And so now it's, okay, let's get that piece of paper. Let's put it in an Excel spreadsheet. Let's photograph those items. And so we're compiling that. It's a lot of work, but our interns have been amazing. Some of them are funded through the Commonwealth Mass Hire Youth Works program at Quincy Public Schools. So we get some high school students. We've had some college students that we have funded with our community preservation grant funds. So that one is exciting. And I should have sent you a picture, but I guess I'll tease it. And if she's watching, we've recently celebrated the 100th birthday here in Quincy of Millie Cox.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
So Millie said, Margaret, I donated my uniform to the Salem. And so I pulled that out and have that at Dependable Cleaners. And Krista Haggerty, the CEO of Dependables, she very generously donated to get that prepared. I want to take a picture with Millie in her uniform all these years later.
Yeah,
so that's exciting. But, you know, items like that, you can just pull it right out. I said to the interns, do you know where this particular uniform is? And yes, they pulled it right out. So it's not, doesn't always go that easy.
Well,
but now that we're starting to digitize,
the bigger your library gets, the easier it'll be to access these things.
Correct.
Right?
So that's taking a lot of our efforts.
Sure.
We're doing interpretive signage. We really want to improve the visitor experience because we're volunteer run. It's a self-guided tour. If you do come on board, we welcome volunteers to be docents. We have some great ones. And we really see that in visitor experience. But we had a contractor, this also was funded in part by the City of Quincy Community Preservation and the Commonwealth, working on interpretive signage for us at each location on the tour route. So really, hey, what is this? You're looking in, you might see it's the bakery, but tell me a little about it.
Right.
Show me a picture of it in service. So that is coming together. I'm spending some of my time on that. Yeah, it's busy. We're busy.
To make it really interactive
for
all age groups, right? Not just for student tours, but for all age groups.
You know, I would say our primary demographic, so for the students.
Of course,
I would say, you know, it's definitely a family fun adventure,
right.
For sure. The little kids soak it up. However, what we have oftentimes is a lot of our crew members, their families, kind of make it their pilgrimage. We want to see Dad's ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so every weekend we have visitors across the country, and there's always somebody. I feel like every weekend we're running into someone, oh, my dad served on the ship, or my dad was in the service on a similar ship, and our family wants to come and visit. But we do have a demographic of retirees. And one of our biggest challenges is the accessibility, right? The gangway,
sure.
High tide, low tide, climate change, sea level rise, making it work. And so that's something I put in this year's community preservation ask is helping us improve things like accessibility.
Okay.
Our deck on the ship is 80 years old. It's original teak, and the planks are popping.
Sure.
And so we're having some real challenges as people come and visit, and we have every, you name it, quick fix idea, whether it's, you know, a metal strap or cement.
Ramps or things.
Name it. Yeah. So those are some big scale projects that we want to tackle that we're just starting.
Okay.
Like, let's get phase one monies to help us leverage additional funds and really understand the scope of work and what can and can't be done.
Mm. Well, getting below decks, I would think, would be the major challenge.
Yeah, that one's just kind of out, right? Although we do actually have an elevator on board in our hangar.
Helicopters.
Yes, correct. So technically, but no, that wouldn't be something we'd want to put people on.
Right, yeah.
We really don't see an opportunity to modify to get you below decks,
right,
but
yeah.
to get you an easier experience on the main deck.
Yep.
And something else we did with grant funds, we substantially increased the amount of security cameras that we have on board.
Okay.
And so we're going to install kind of a large TV, sit you in the Admiral's conference room, which is on the main deck, and then you want to see real time what's down below, we could use our security feed to kind of give you a bit of a virtual
punch
tour.
Punch up the galley
punch
up the bridge or
so
something.
So we're not quite there yet, but the cameras have been installed in place, and we've expanded our Wi-Fi infrastructure.
Okay.
So that's kind of an in progress.
Yeah. We see here the opportunities for volunteers.
Yeah, please reach out to me.
Okay.
You're welcome to email info@usssalem.org. You can shoot us a Facebook message. I would tell you, come by on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Jerry Iannelli, who's a Quincy resident, is our volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
Typically, he's there, meets with volunteers who are interested. You know, we'll show you the lay of the land, give you the tour, show you what volunteers are working on,
mm-hmm.
and then we curate your volunteer experience to what you're interested in.
Sure.
Right? So there are some who are, put some tools in my hand and I'll come paint for you.
Okay.
And I'll fix the deck and do those kind of trades jobs, right? Or there's, I want to be welcome to Walmart, be at the top of the gangway, greet visitors, or I'll give tours.
Right? Yeah.
And so we or work in the archives, work with the collection items. So really, depending what your interest is, believe me, there's something to get involved
in. They'll find a spot for
them. For sure.
Yeah. Is there a time, a dedicated amount of time they have to give to be a volunteer?
No, we're very casual.
Okay.
Come volunteer when works for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Photo on a show of celebrating the Navy's birthday.
Okay.
From years ago, right?
I don't know. Let me see what the...
Well, you sent it to me.
Oh, this is the one. Yes, the Navy's... Yes, I will show you. Yes.
From way back when. If we bring that up, John, we'll talk.
Yes. This is called dressing ship. So when a ship would be in port on certain days designated by the U.S. Navy, you dress ship. And you see this string of signal flags from the bow to the mast, from the mast back down to the stern. So now that we have that tension line that we're running those lights up, we have the opportunity to dress ship.
All right.
But to pull this off, Mother Nature needs to give us a perfect 10.
Okay.
And so my prayers are being said for a perfect 10 on Quincy Flag Day. So hopefully Big N Navy doesn't get mad at me for the creative license of Flag Day being Quincy Flag Day.
Okay.
But on a Saturday in June, when we have volunteers, we are truly hoping to dress ship for the first time since she was in service.
Wow.
A lot of the museum ships around the country do this on the designated days.
Right?
And it's, you know, your ship's birthday for us is May 14th that just passed. And she would have been 75. And we So we would have done that, but we weren't ready.
Yeah.
And like 4th of July would be a day, I believe Labor Day. So there's a series of dates that are designated days.
As dress days.
As dress days.
Okay.
So I don't know that we're always going to be able to pull that off on those days. But our intent was Quincy 400 is coming up next year.
Yes.
It's very special. So this is kind of our dry run for what we can be doing for next year.
Right.
So
figured
Quincy Flag Day is a very special day for our community. The city of Quincy has invested through community preservation dollars significant funds in our vessel restoration and preservation projects, and so, and including the dress ship purchasing of the signal flags. So let's, fingers crossed, prayers being said for Saturday, June 15th. It'll be special.
All right, all right. There is so much to running a museum of this caliber that folks, I think, myself included, don't realize, you know, what's involved behind the scenes. You see, oh, we have an old World War II, you know, heavy cruiser just opened up and let people wander about. Not quite so simple.
No. There's a lot of preservation and maintenance work, and I'm so grateful. I mean, our volunteer crew just give and give and give, and we all do our part, and so it's been a true joy for all of us. We do have some original Salem crew members, some who live locally that we see regularly, some we see on occasion, so I'm hoping to have them on board when we dress ship. I mean, what a special emotional moment to say, you know, this was my ship, and seeing her dressed for the first time since in service. So that is great. And then my role is really kind of the business operations end.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work. It's really like another full-time job. Volunteer.
Yeah, but not only for those crew members to see the ship, you know, where they used to serve, but to see it in their home city.
Yeah, her
where
home
it was
port.
Built.
Where she was
right?
built.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's so important part of the city of Quincy legacy. You know, we had 100 years of shipbuilding history, probably more than here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a saying in the height of World War II that Quincy built the best thing you could say
That's
about
right.
a ship.
Yeah.
Yep.
We saw in the picture that you showed not too long ago, Kilroy was here.
Yes, I couldn't believe I just saw that on social media. I wish I had the stats for you. I want to say it's something, 600 likes, 179 shares, a lot of comments. And, you know, it's funny what takes off. But we do have, as much as we get local visitors, we do have a strong social media presence.
Yes.
In the reach when we share these things is great. Yes, I actually interviewed here in the studio so many years ago. It would have been in... not this studio, but in the 80s, the one up on School Street, right? Kilroy's daughter.
Is that right?
Yeah, so you've got some great footage of me with 1980s hair and my Broad Meadows
up.
Middle School fellow students.
One of the history girls.
Yes, and we interviewed James Kilroy's daughter about the story, about you know, the reveal of the true who Kilroy was.
Oh, that's saying him
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, so you really have been involved with this project for a very long time.
Yeah. So since I was a student at Broad Meadows and we pitched the idea to then Mayor Sheets that the shipyard had just closed, and Ron Adams, our teacher, I think he invented experiential learning, challenged us. What does the closing of the shipyard mean to your community, your family, and the economy? And, you know, for me, I had great connections with my family, with the community, and understood the loss and just felt it was so important for future generations to know about Quincy's proud shipbuilding past.
Yeah.
And so here we are, and
here
I'm still committed.
reach out, website, email, phone
number?
Sure.
Yep. USS-Salem.org is our website. Our phone number, 617-479-7900. Of course, it only gets answered when we're open, but the best way to reach us, in email info@uss-salem.org. I'm one of the responders on that email, so I, or at Facebook, our Facebook page, you're welcome to reach out. And happy to answer any questions, welcome people aboard. We do group tours and functions by appointment, so if someone's saying, geez, I'd like to do something, but I can only do on a Wednesday, we'll make it work for you.
Okay, all right, good to know. So good to see you, Margaret. Thanks
Always
for stopping
a pleasure.
By. And good luck with your future projects.
Thank you.
You are welcome.